yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115-42, 115-182, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Thistle Lane within the Oak Meadow subdivision. The 911 address is 27626 Thistle Lane in Millsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 189. The applicant is seeking a 14-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed attached garage, a 4-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for existing lean-to, a wood pile covering, I think, 3.6-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard setback requirement for the existing lean-to to cover a wood pile. A previous Board of Adjustment case 12849 was granted by this board on August 7th, 2023, that allowed the applicant to withdraw and consult with DelDOT. And the applicant has submitted their entrance approval from DelDOT. It's in the file, and we have 5 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 2 mail return.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you both in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Abraham Hewitt, 27626 Thistle Lane, Millsboro, 19966.
Tammy Hewitt, 27626 Thistle Lane, Millsboro, 19966.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. And board, I know Ms. Norwood noted it. We did have this one in August. This one is the one that had two entrances, I think, coming to the property. So there was a question there about DelDOT's entrance approval. So,
floor is yours, sir.
I'm seeking the variance in the front for a garage to put my wife's vehicle in, so I have more room in my other garage to keep some of my equipment. And I want to change the look of the house. I have pictures I showed there. It just doesn't look like a front of a house when you look at it from the road. If I put the garage and change the whole roof line out to the front like I'm proposing, it's going to look aesthetically like a house should from the road.
It does look like you have several roof lines going on.
Yes,
here.
And they caused me a lot of problems with leaking. I'd like to solve that problem by changing the whole look of the house. And with the lean-to, it's covering my firewood. It's better than a tarp being there, I figured, but I guess I'm wrong with that. I don't know.
We tried tarps before, and they flapped, ripped apart, built water on the top, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Set off the motion detectors.
With a wind like we had yesterday,
it would have blew off, probably.
Yeah.
And we're going to redo the whole shingles on the whole house. So if this would pass, we're going to disconnect everything, you know. Kind of putting the shingles on hold to see how this goes.
I see. Questions?
Did you draw the site plan?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a reason you didn't get a surveyor to do a survey?
There was a survey.
I mean a proposed survey for this garage, the proposed garage.
No, I didn't do that because I didn't want to waste my time if I didn't get a variance to get anything.
Okay. All right. I mean, it looks like you did a decent job, but it is one of our rules that we have a recent survey of what you're proposing to do, so. Is that wood, sorry if I'm rehashing questions from months ago, but is that wood shed movable? Can it be disassembled and moved?
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to move it in compliance with the setbacks?
It would be in the middle of the yard. I think that would be, I don't even know where I would be able to put it. Seeing a wood pile in the middle of the yard is going to look a little odd compared to being in a corner
of
the
property. And there's a shed in front of it. So we got bushes. There's grasses all down. landscaping to try to move.
Okay, thank you.
And again, I echo Mr. Warfel with this, but just want to try to understand, since you've owned the home, how long has it been since you've owned the home?
20 years.
Okay. So did you put the shed on the property?
There was pieces of it. Originally, there was stuff there, and I just fixed it up. And
okay. How about the garage in the back?
I put that there.
Pavers, the paver patios you put on there?
Yes.
Covered deck?
Yes.
The lean-to, you put that up also?
You fixed it up? Part stuff was there, and okay. I fixed it up.
How about the sidewalk to the shed?
I put that there.
All that was put in there? Okay. This is over 20 years, or is this, would you say this is more recent?
That's this through, has been the, going 20, on, or through is, the 20 years.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Sir, your well and septic on the property?
Sewer, public sewer and public water.
Okay. And according to your rendering, according to your measurement, it appears to be 14 feet from property line to Thistle Lane. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the proposed garage is 18 by 24? You're going to lose that tree on the side if this is approved?
Yes.
Thank you.
In the pictures, you've got one that says, I don't know if you got the same ones, page 6 of 21, that has the lean-to for the wood cover. And then 7 of 21 shows the house with the garage.
Yes, that's my neighbor. That's...
Okay.
He just built that, and I want to try to make my house.
Gotcha. All right. I was trying
like
to figure out where that, what that.
To help the neighborhood look a little better, because mine don't look like a house from the front.
So that's what you're envisioning on.
Right.
On your side. Okay. Thanks.
Sure. Two things I'm looking at. One is. What is your position on the uniqueness of the property? And I ask that because I see a relatively, I guess it's a rectangular property that appears to be similar in size and shape of neighboring properties. What's unique about your property as compared to the others in the neighborhood?
I don't think there's anything really.
Well, I'll tell you this, if there's no uniqueness, that's a standard that has to be met for this board to grant a variance.
Well, what did we put down when we wrote here? On the, I mean, we get a lot of compliments on it, like especially they say.
Is that the wrong?
Yeah. So uniqueness would be what makes it special? Or.
So you have to show that there's some irregularity, narrowness or shallowness of lot shape or some unique characteristic to the property, which renders an exceptional practical difficulty and unnecessary hardship so that you cannot develop the property in strict conformity with the code.
Well, that would sort of be the space where we want to put the garage because, as you can see, there's a gap there because there was a trailer that ran through there. Other people put additions on year by year. When we bought it, that's exactly the way it was, though. So where that gap is the old trailer, but the inside's all gutted. So the inside is all drywalled and everything, but if you put something in that gap where the old trailer body sat, that would make it look like a garage that went with the house. So it looks like there's something missing on it. If you look at the picture, like that's the way we always saw it. And we want to take the look of having a mobile home there out by building something in front of the section that if you know what you're looking at, you know what it is. It's part of a mobile home.
Next thing I wanted to ask you about was your entrance permit. And I haven't had discussions with DLDOT and neither has the board on this, but it does, it references here that you're granted permission to construct one single access only at the above location. And it does say is approved single access entrance with existing. I was a little confused in reading that, if that meant that they're allowing you to have one entrance or two. What was your, can you explain your discussions with DLDOT about that? I just want to make sure.
They approved me to put that one there and have the other one.
We put stakes in where we wanted it, and they came over.
And they've come out and inspected. Okay. It was, just reading it, it wasn't clear from their permit, and I wanted to make sure that was what you had, I presume that's what you articulated to them, so. All right. I have no further questions at this time. Thank you.
Sir, I just want to make sure I'm clear on what was existing on this property when you purchased it. Could you explain to me again what was there when you purchased it?
The shed, part of the lean-to, there was a bunch of trees in the back. I got rid of all them.
The whole house was
and there was
we
a
put,
small
we put
deck.
No additions on
there
the
was
house.
A small deck.
The existing house as it stands today was there when you bought it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But the garage in the rear, you added.
That's about 10 years ago.
And it's your testimony that even with the garage in the rear, you still need another garage in the front.
So I can keep some of my equipment, a mason contractor, out of view of people. So I try to keep my property as nice as I can.
So are you using the garage in the rear for storage for your business?
I'd like to, but with her vehicle in there, I can't keep it all in there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation? Yes. You may have a seat. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Would you like to come forward and be sworn in? Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
William A. Richter, Jr., 27634 Thistle Lane, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, sir.
And you said you're on Thistle Lane. Where in that in relation to this property?
I live right next door. The view right there is not accurate. We put a pole barn on the property. There's pictures of it in there. It's the gray house. I'm in support of the variance for his lean-to for the wood covering of the wood. For the simple fact, the alternative would be a pile of wood with a tarp on it. And we have several in the neighborhood that are like that for people who decided to start heating their house with wood. And the variance for the garage, I mean, it's only going to add to the house, make it more aesthetically pleasing. And his work is impeccable. And put it that way, it's not going to be half-assed. Excuse me. It's not going to be halfway done. It's going to blend with the house. It's going to do nothing but add aesthetics and a pleasing aesthetic at that.
Thank you, sir. Any questions? You're good? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone here in opposition? Anything else from the board?
So what exactly is the variance for the lean-to? What's that measurement? Do we know?
I believe, Ms. Norwood, you can correct me if I'm wrong. It looks like it's a 4-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback, and a 3.6-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard setback for the existing lean-to, and also a 14-foot variance and a 30-foot front yard setback for the garage.
Okay, thanks.
This time I'll close the public hearing for case 12889 for Mr. Abraham Hewitt. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12889 for Abraham Hewitt for the requested variances. I think the pre-existing conditions that were with the property support the request for the variance and that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
We have a motion on the floor. So with that, Mr. Sharp, I guess that motion dies.
For lack of a second.
Now I'll entertain a motion for case 12889.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12889 for Abraham Hewitt for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. It's my opinion that the exceptional practical difficulties created by the applicant rather than any uniqueness of the property.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
So, Mr. Warfel, are you voting nay for both the
This is to deny all the requested variances, also the lean-to.
I'm voting nay.
Mr. Hastings.
Voting yes.
Dr. Carson.
Nay.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote nay. So with a vote of 2-3, if my math is correct, that is...
Motion to deny fails.
Motion to deny fails.
It takes seven.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we... approve in part and deny in part. I would like to approve the lean-to, and I would like to deny the request of variance for the 16 feet for the garage. I believe that on the lean-to they have met all the criteria needed to grant a variance, but I do believe that the exceptional practical difficulty has definitely been created by the applicant.
Okay.
I'll second that also.
Second that, Mr. Hastings. So we have a motion to approve the lean-to and deny the variance for the garage and the 16 feet. So, Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, your lean-to is approved and your variance is denied for case 12889 for Mr. Abraham Hewitt.
Well, the variance for the garage is denied. The variance for the lean-to is approved.
Correct. What he said.